It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, Kings of Leon is coming to town, and we've got tickets coming up here in just a little while. First, though, Megan, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
We were talking about this a little earlier, the Smash Room. You immediately thought of the Jersey Shore when I said Smash Room.
Yeah, absolutely.
And explain to everyone that may not remember, what was the Smash Room in the Jersey Shore?
It's the room that they would all go have sex in.
Right, because they had to share rooms.
Right.
Like when they lived in Miami, especially, it was Snooki and Jay Wow shared a room. Mm. And then,
especially the whole thing started in the Jersey Shore. It's like they had that house.
Well, that's true too. But I just, for some reason, I remember the Miami Smash Room getting more use.
It's kind of disgusting.
I think they all got the same amount of use.
Yeah.
Like a specific spot.
It was a bed. Yeah. There was one bed.
And gross.
You had to clean this. Anyway, so there's a Smash Room, apparently, or there was. They just shut it down at the school in Maryland. A friend of mine, because he used to live up there, she posted, listen to this. She posted on her Facebook page, "I just found out that my kids' elementary school had a designated smash room where teachers could go and smash things to release tension."
I like it.
First of all, they should change the name.
They should really change the name. "It has since been shut down by the superintendent. So many emotions right now, although none strong enough to elicit a smash room. Haven't these folks ever heard of happy hour?" I'll tell you.
First of all, you can't go to happy hour every day.
People will judge you.
Especially if you're a teacher, you probably don't have that much money. I mean, they don't make as much money as they should.
There's always enough money to
Megan. They can't call it the break room because that's actually a thing.
That's actually a thing. Oh, yeah, good point. So the break room is where you take a break. The smash room is where you go to smash things.
Yeah.
See. Right.
Unless you're on the Jersey Shore.
Why couldn't you smash things in the break room? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Because that's a break room. Everyone wants to eat their food there.
You know, there. A couple things, first of all, pop into mind. First of all, I went to school and we had trailers because there weren't enough rooms for classrooms. So the fact that they have a designated
spot.
Right. Yeah. So I had to do like health class in a trailer, and there's a room that they're just designated for teachers to go and like just break stuff.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, if you have anger management issues to the point where the only way you can deal with your frustrations is breaking stuff, maybe you shouldn't be a teacher.
I'm just saying. I don't deal with kids. I deal with like a computer, and I want to break it on the regular.
You basically do deal with kids. You just don't know it?
That's fair.
I mean, it's not like they're hurting anyone or like, and what are they smashing? Do we know any details about this?
Stuff like, that's breakable, apparently.
I mean, like, I like, what if they're like punching like Play-Doh or something, or like they have boxing gloves on.
Punching Play-Doh.
Or they have like boxing gloves and they're like punching it or,
well,
you know.
Saying, like, go in there.
Okay. All I can go on is
or
by the post.
Or they're smashing like food or something.
No,
like,
see, I say go in there, grab a few glass plates or you know, any kind of plate and just start throwing it at the wall.
I doubt that's what it is, though.
I bet it is. I bet like the shop teacher went in there with a hammer one day, just had to hit something, and he found like a quiet room and just started pounding a desk, maybe an old piece of furniture.
So what? It's not like breaking
it. So what? At school? You think like that's appropriate? That you get frustrated at your students you have to go break something?
I don't think it's like the best idea in the world. I definitely think there's better ways to get out your aggression, but like I don't think it's not like anyone's getting hurt.
I had a teacher who, when the class started acting up and was really disruptive and she just couldn't handle it anymore, she would leave, she would yell, then she would leave the classroom, go outside, take a pill, you know, do some drugs. Wait 10 minutes for that pill to take effect, and then go back into the class. And she was much calmer.
Well, my teacher would just dump your desk so that you'd have to reorganize, and then you wouldn't be annoying.
I mean, that's another way to go too.
What?
340-95. So you think there's no problem with a smash room at a school, Megan?
I mean, I don't like love the idea, but I also don't. If no one's getting hurt, and we don't know any details, we don't know like what they're smashing. We don't know if it's just like a cool off room or what. You know, we don't know what they're doing in there.
Justin's like, I want one at work.
I would love one right now.
Where's that employee survey? I got a new idea I got to add to it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is having a designated area at your children's school where the teachers can go and break stuff a good idea? Or does it mean that they should probably look for a new line of work? We just got a call from a very concerned listener who wished to remain anonymous, saying that on the Jersey Shore, it was actually called the Smush Room, not the Smash Room.
Hey, they said both, I'm pretty sure.
By the way, we get a lot of people that don't want to go on the air. They'd like to remain anonymous because they don't want people to know that they listen to this show.
Is that why?
It happens, more often than you would think. 340-9595. There's a smash room at a school in Maryland. It's a designated area where teachers who are frustrated with their classes and students can go and destroy stuff and just smash things and vent. And to me, it seems like a horribly inappropriate idea. But Megan and Justin are all about it and would actually like to implement it here at work. What do you think? Hey, Victoria.
how are you?
Great. How are you, Victoria? You're a teacher.
Hi.
Are you a teacher?
I am. I am. I teach middle and high school.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. So as a teacher, what's your professional opinion about a smash room?
Honestly, I love that idea. Let me tell you about these kids these days. so stressful. Sometimes they just don't do what you need them to do, and we can't do anything about it. You know, that's the worst part. So what do? We can't leave the room. We can't take that pill like you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to just go somewhere and just punch a punching bag.
Really? So you would love a designated area where between classes you can go and beat something up that's not human?
That would be great, as long as no one's getting hurt within this said room. You know,
right.
Like you're smashing, but wow.
That's why I don't think it's a big deal. Like, if you're not, I mean, if you're not hurting anyone or, you know, you're not disturbing anyone, I don't get why it would be.
I mean, I don't know.
Exactly.
Do teachers not keep, like, bottles of wild turkey in their desk anymore? Because that's what I remember.
No. Our teacher's lounge, you know, you can talk and vent as much as you can, but you're still worked up. You know, it would be awesome to just go into, you know, the gym weight room and at least be able to lift weights or something and get some stress out.
Oh, that's a good idea. There should be like a gym.
That would make me more stressed. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
No.
I appreciate it.
You do like boxing classes where you can just like punch it.
Ah. Sarah Jane from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, Sarah Jane. Thanks so much for asking. What's your take on this whole thing, Sarah Jane? What do you think?
I mean, I don't technically agree with it. It kind of makes the school look bad, but I also kind of understand it to a point because my eighth grade teacher, the kids used to be so mean to her, she would leave the room crying, and she would have to make me read to them while she was out in the hallway crying.
Were you a student at the time?
Yeah, I was her student. I was just the best student in class. I was the only nice one, really.
Yeah.
And she was so mean to her. So she would leave the room crying and go talk to her husband, and I would just step in and read. So I understand wanting to break things, I guess.
Wow. Did you ever, when you were in eighth grade, after reading to your classmates, have the desire to, like, beat something up, or?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did fight a little bit in junior high, but
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it was as bad as, you know, I'm so angry I need to punch something right now.
No, I got it. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I used to fight a lot in junior high, but mostly because other people got so angry at me that they felt the need to punch me.
Yeah, I figured.
A lot of people actually still feel that need on a regular basis. Hey, Maddie from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, Maddie. Are you a teacher or a student?
I'm a senior in high school.
You're a senior in high school.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think about a smash room for your teachers?
I think it's a good idea because there's so little they can do when kids are getting, like, rowdy. And so I think that they deserve a room for that.
So you think that your teachers deserve a place to go and break stuff because the kids are so rowdy and bad?
Definitely. I wish that students had a room for that.
You wish students had a room for that, too?
Pretty much the whole school has their room for that.
I feel like students just break stuff whenever they want. Hey, at least that's how it was at my school.
Yeah, same.
Carrie from Middleburg, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Carrie. What's your opinion?
Well, I totally don't agree with that. If we as parents went around smashing things every time we got stressed out or angry with our kids, we would be declared unfit to be parents. I feel like, you know, if these teachers need a smash room in their school, if they are indeed, you know, going in there breaking things because they're, you know, this angry, I agree that they should, find another line of work. I don't feel like they need to be smashing things to alleviate their anger.
You think that, all right, so if they can't control their anger at their students, then they need to go do something else, like maybe be an MMA fighter or something.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I don't care how patient you are, though. Everybody gets tested to the point where they feel like they need to, like, release, you know, like no matter how patient you say you are.
You're talking about our staff meetings?
What?
Oh, no. Marie, I think we have one today. Marie from St. Augustine, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Marie. What do you want to say?
No, I just wanted to say I teach pre-K special ed.
Uh-huh.
And I love my job, but I want to smash things every day, and most of the time it's over the parents.
Oh.
It's over the parents.
Yes.
Because it's because they're so young.
Yeah. Yeah, pre-K special ed. I mean, that must be a very demanding job.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Every day is different. I love it, like I said. But, yeah, it is very demanding, but it's good.
All right.
But, yeah, so don't judge.
No, we're okay. We're not judging. We're just, I mean, we are a little bit.
I mean,
bit,
I wish we had a room like that here.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for
technically
calling.
Technically, this studio could be like that.
I mean,
that.
Megan, if you want to break something, go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. We'll get, I've broken enough stuff in here. One time I broke the whole radio station and it didn't work for like an hour.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.